This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The European Union has sealed a deal to provide Ukraine some $54 billion in economic aid while sending a message to the U.S., where more military aid is held up in Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that it's a dangerous moment in the Middle East. We get more on that story from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Secretary Austin said at a Thursday press briefing that this was a dangerous moment in the Middle East, but the United States would work.
And this is VOA News. Kenyan police say at least 165 people were injured in a fire caused by an explosion at a gas filling point in Nairobi on Friday. Several people were feared dead, according to police. It was not immediately clear what caused the explosion. Mexico's president has suggested that talks with the U.S. government on migration and drug trafficking could suffer after media reports of a U.S. investigation into alleged drug money donations for his 2006 campaign. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador suggested U.S. officials should apologize for what he called baseless allegations. He said it would be hard to sit down and talk about some of the most pressing issues and bilateral relations until that happens. He did not specify who he wanted to apologize, but suggested that the U.S. State Department should say something. Authorities continue to search for potential survivors off Puerto Rico's northwest coast on Thursday after a crowded boat capsized, killing at least two people. The U.S. Coast Guard said officers rescued 30 occupants of the boat that capsized on Wednesday near the coastal town of Camu. It was not immediately clear where the boat had departed, although most migrants who try to reach Puerto Rico are from Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The number of people traveling to the U.S. territory from the Dominican Republic on rickety and crowded vessels has increased as Haiti struggles with a spike in gang violence and deepening poverty. An American founder of a Haitian orphanage who was accused of forcing boys to engage in sexual acts more than a decade ago remain behind bars for now. A magistrate judge in the state of Colorado ruled that Thursday that Michael Gillenfell should be sent to a halfway house with a GPS monitor. But federal prosecutors said they would appeal the decision to a federal judge in Florida. The judge's order will not take effect until there is a ruling in the state of Florida. Gillenfell was indicted last month and accused of traveling to Haiti for the purpose of engaging in an illicit sexual conduct with another person under the age of 18. Gellinfield has in the past denied allegations of being a serial abuser. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.